isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a degree in psychological lacrimation and an enthusiasm for the music popular back when my parents were first introduced to Ferberization. An ophthalmologist would describe it as a complex, secretomotor phenomenon characterized by the shedding of fluid from the lacrimal apparatus, whereas a psychologist would categorize it as either positive or negative as a result of a spatial perspective, based upon one's location in relation to someone or something else, or a temporal perspective, based upon reflection of one's past or future events. A less frequent perspective is that of the public-private identity, which implies details about the self, thus explains this abysmal 1951 Johnny Ray tune.
So let your head down and go on and cry.
But I digress. Whatever the impetus, in rock and rhythm, artists frequently shed tears, and we're not ashamed to sing about it. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, grab a box of Kleenex and get ready for a good cry with Richie Valens, Alton and Johnny, The Five Keys, Jimmy Nelson, Clarence Garlow, Junior Wells, Champion Jack Dupree, Mel Walker, and The Beatles. Cousins Alton Lott and Jimmy Harrell, better known as Alton and Jimmy, had something to cry about after recording a few songs for the Ace label in 1958 and Sun the following year, of which most were unreleased. However, one single was released on Sun that had an unusually structured tune that rocked as good as anything Sun put out in 1959, but this session outtake rocked harder. No More Crying the Blues. Gulf Coast guitarist Clarence Bontan Garlow earned his reduplicative nickname from his biggest hit, 1949's Bontan Relay, a phonetic Cajun approximation for the good times roll, to which Garlow even plied to a theater he later owned, the Bontan Drive-In. Recording for only a handful of years, a brief stop at Aladdin in 1953 yielded this duet with 88 ace Emma Del Lee, You Got Me Crying.
Thank you. I went to bed crying, cried myself to sleep. My head was aching, how my heart did weep. You got me crying, yes, I'm crying over you.
Don't cry over me, Daddy. I've given you every chance. You didn't want my loving. You wanted a new romance. Now you're crying, but I'm through crying over you.
Here I stand before you, baby. Listen to me, please. Yes, I'm crying, baby, on my bended knees. You got me crying. Yes, I'm crying over you.
I'm gonna take you back, Daddy. Try you one more time. But if you don't do better, you can go back to crying. Just keep on crying, but I'm through crying.
Even though the Five Keys were prone to writing their own material, outside the group, a key contributor was tunesmith Rudy Toombs, who penned this 1952 unreleased gem during the Five Keys' tenure at Aladdin. Toombs was best remembered for his drinking-themed tunes and Ruth Brown's appropriately titled Teardrops from My Eyes before his tragic death at the hands of muggers in 1962. Rockin' and Cryin' Blues.
Just the same, I never smile again till I hear her call my name. It's gonna start raining and tears are in my eyes. She left me nothing but the blues. I hope she's satisfied while I'm rocking. Yes, I'm rocking. Well, I'm sitting here rocking, rocking in the pine of blues. I get so sick and tired walking up and down the floor. Wringing my hands, looking at the door. Sitting here weak and helpless, crying in the misery. Boy, if you want to help me, send my baby back to me. Cause I'm rocking, keep on rocking. Yes, I'm sitting here rocking, rocking in the pines of blue.
Swing to the left, swing to the right, rock, rock.
Rock all night.
I'm waiting here just hoping she'll be back at the break of day. Cause I'm rocking, keep on rocking. Yes, I'm sitting here rocking, rocking and crying the blues.
Certainly the oft-told tragedy of Ritchie Valens would make anyone weep. With only a handful of recording sessions in his short life, this 1958 tune would appear posthumously on the 1959 Ritchie LP. Luckily, Cry 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 was documented orally such that studio banter exists from during the song's creation.
Richie, when you get to that chorus, boy, give her hell, Danny.
Okie doke.
Here we go. Let me go. Take two.
Well, now my baby's gone. Come on and say I broke a string.
One, two, one, two, three.
Well, now my baby's gone. She left me all alone. Well, now my baby's just gone. I don't have no one home. So dark and lonely, my heart is heavy like a stone. Cry, cry all night. Oh, yeah. Well, now, little darling, come back home. Yeah, yeah, one time. Come on, little darling. Oh, one more time. Come on and say you'll be mine. Now that you're gone.
They didn't give Jack Dupree the nickname Champion because he was a world champion 88er. It was because he was a hell of a pugilist, but thankfully, Dupree stopped making grown men cry and started wailing on a piano. Recording for a slew of labels, a brief stay at RCA's Vic subsidiary in 1957 yielded a tune which was kept in the vault for 3 decades, but at least Dupree was alive to hear it again when it was released. You're Always Crying the Blues.
Thank you.
Melvin Lightsey, a.k.a. Mel Walker, was a Johnny Otis discovery whose vocals immediately paid off with a series of early 50s hits, typically in duet with Little Esther. And now is the point in the story to reach for the tissue. Walker went solo on the Mercury label in 1953, but sometime after, narcotics use put him in jail, and the rest of his life remains unrevealed other than Otis's recollection that Walker OD'd on an L.A. beach in the late 50s or early 60s. 1951's Feel Like Crying Again.
I feel like crying when my baby passes by. Well, I feel like crying when my baby passes by. Well, I've tried to please her, but I just can't satisfy. When the sky gets cloudy and the rain begins to fall, then I really miss my baby most of all. Feel like crying when my baby passes by. Well, I try to please her, but I just can't satisfy. We were rocking and rolling every night. Now I'm all alone and I'm singing the blues. She don't want me no more and I don't know what to do. Feel like crying when my baby passes by. Well, I tried to please her, but I just couldn't satisfy.
Jimmy T99 Nelson earned his bizarre nickname for the Texas Highway 99 he wrote his biggest hit about in 1951. After a break from the Modern label and a permanent move to Texas, Nelson rejoined Modern's Kent subsidiary for a few more tunes in 1960, from which this last song was culled. No need to shed tears for the blues shouter, as Nelson went on to live a long life, performing until his 2007 passing at the age of 88. I sat and cried.
2 minutes and 38 seconds, that's all I need to tell you people of my misery. Baby's gone and left me flat. Caught that train and just like that, I sat and cried. I sat and cried. He sat and cried. He sat and cried. Then the sunset flashed across a window pane and kissed the rain. Oh, baby's goodbye train. It shone on a passing track close by where I was sitting there screaming on a greasy tire. I sat and cried. I sat and cried. He sat and cried. He sat and cried. Down by the tracks in the jungle's glade, in the cool green grass and the tree's shade, I shall arise and slowly drag home, cause I look like death-eating neck bones. I sat and cried. I sat and cried. He sat and cried. He sat and cried. everything I had, now I'm flat broke. Used to be a big shot, hey, what a joke. Help me if you can. I look like a monkey man. My eyes are red, feel like I'm gonna choke. Looking down the track, watching my baby smoke. I sat and cried. I sat and cried. He sat and cried. He sat and cried. Fast horses and women out all night long. She and I both knew that I was dead wrong. I hung my head, I could still hear say, I'll be gone somehow, someday. I sat and cried. I sat and cried. Sat and cried. He sat and cried. Then an eastbound stock train hummed a rail. She was due at the switch to clear the mail. The stock rolled in and off the main that left the line wide open for baby's train. As it heaved in sight far up the track, she was working up steam, something I didn't like. And then she screamed once at the whistle post, and then shot by me like a frightened ghost. Thought she was coming back. Thought she was coming back. He had a funny thought. He had a funny thought.
Amos Blackmore, a.k.a. Junior Wells, is a name found on anyone's top blues harpists list, period. So why now harp on this 1957 tune, backed by the great Willie Dixon? Because he was a damn fine singer, too. I could cry.
Woman, I could just lay down and die. Whoa, so tired I could cry. Baby, I could just lay down and die. Well, listen to my story, baby. Woman, I'll tell you the reason why. My baby needs, and she nags me. In the evening when I come home, oh, and she nags me. Let her down.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Lindsay Coyne. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. If you want to hear the progression of rock and rhythm over a decade, just listen to the Beatles' live 1963 cover of I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Cry Over You. Then listen to Elvis' 1956 version, and finally Roy Hamilton's sobbingly awful 1954 original. And for those that felt Ringo was not a dynamic drummer, think again.
Sit right down and cry over you.